Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 22 of Yabba Clock.
What is up, y'all? How are we? We're doing a little comfy, cozy episode today.
I know.
Because that's just the vibe. It's like a rainy, dreary day this afternoon, this morning. And
yeah, we're just chilling, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like in the sweats, you know the Call Her Daddy podcast?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, she interviews like famous people in sweats.
Oh.
So she's just like, they're just both sitting on couches and
totally relaxed.
But like Alex Cooper, she always looks so like put together. I don't know, in my mind, is it because she's blonde and like she just always has like a slick back bun,
maybe,
and like the jewelry, like she just like looks like one of those, and she always looks nice.
I just feel like if I were a celebrity, I would think too hard about what to wear for pajamas, because that tells everything about you.
Well, I think she gives them like her merch now, because her podcast is so big. Like,
of course.
It's like Call Her Daddy actual like merch sweats.
So we should be on the pod.
Exactly.
What does she talk about?
She talks about literally anything and everything. I think I honestly haven't really listened actually to her podcast. I've just seen little clips on TikTok.
Okay.
But she also asks like controversial questions and like,
oh, I would love to sit there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think I might check out her podcast, because a lot of people that I know like listen to her podcast, and she's grown it a lot. So shout out podcasts.
Shout out to podcasters. You guys are pretty cool. Love to be like you one day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I aspire to be a podcaster.
I just feel like it's really fun to talk all the time. I talk all the time.
I know.
We get to yap a lot. I cannot stop talking. Like, genuinely, I just talk all the time. I've always got something to say, or I need to tell someone something.
Yeah, exactly. You always have something interesting to say, too. Like, you, any room you walk in, your energy just, like, gathers all the attention. You don't even mean to do it. It's just, like, as soon as you walk in, everybody looks towards you, and it's like, what's she going to say?
I don't even know if that's true, because sometimes I worry that I come off as being extremely annoying.
I know that it's true. You are not annoying at all, I promise.
I just feel like I don't ever say things that are actually funny. I worry about that all the time.
You are funny.
I know, but like there are days where I'm like, I just feel like I just suck.
You're hilarious all the time. Well, and it's not even like you have to try. Like, you're genuinely just so funny naturally.
I do try all the time. Like, okay, can I tell you guys about my favorite joke I made this week?
Yeah.
I was on a date with a guy, and he was telling me about how when they were younger, him and his brother were fighting, and his brother hit him in the mouth with a Hydro Flask.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh my God, he gave you the Visco Girl special.
That one was a good joke.
And I was like, oh, I should do stand-up. That was one of those moments where I was like, I could totally do
that's
stand-up.
That's like a very niche joke, but I'm glad he got it, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what'd you say? You said that he went, bam!
Oh, yeah, like, that's the part of the thing. Bam! They just whiff you with it. Because back in the day, those hurt.
I would assume that it would still hurt, not even back in the day.
Well, it just hurt like, more because like that was like a status symbol that they smacked you with.
Oh, it hurt like ego-wise?
Absolutely.
Getting hit with a Hydro Flask?
Yeah. I'll never forget my mom and I found Hydro Flasks at TJ Maxx.
Did you like freak out?
Yeah. And then we went to the checkout when we were stopping us being like, where'd you find those?
Mm-hmm.
Where are those in the store?
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it was like a mustard gold.
Now they're like
brand.
Everywhere.
My brand. Okay. Here is the hot question of the day.
Uh-huh.
What is your go-to cup brand? Are you Owala, Stanley, Hydro? If they're all laid out in front of you, what would you reach for?
I've never owned any of those brands.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you had an Owala.
No, you have an Owala.
I do have an Owala.
Yeah, I don't have an Owala. I've never had a Stanley Cup, and I've never had a Hydro Flask. Right now, like, at home, I use this...
That is your thing.
Yeah, this...
You use that every single day.
Matte black cup from... Should I name drop the brand?
I mean, no.
Yeah.
They can see it. If they want to see that bad, they can see it.
It's a... Well, they're listening. It's a, you know, a popular coffee chain with a mermaid logo.
That recently got horribly canceled online, and now they're doing meal deals.
Exactly. Yeah. I have not gone to this coffee shop in a while.
I only go when it's like there's nothing else around, genuinely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm a Dunkin' girl. Hey, Dunkin', if you'd like to sponsor this podcast.
Hey.
I'm here. I love your pecan flavoring. That's what I get. I get a nice coffee with the buttered pecan flavoring.
Nice. Shout out Boston Cream Donuts. I remember...
I have a funny joke about Boston Cream.
Okay, well, hold on. So,
I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay, okay. We'll circle back. Yeah, so this is my cup. I got this cup like 8 years ago, I think.
Really?
Yes.
It looks great.
I know. It does look great. I take
especially
great,
for being matte.
Great care of it. I know. I love the matte black look anywhere. Like, I want a matte black car. I want a matte black G-Wagon if I was to...
And I was going to get a white one so we could go around town together.
Exactly. Because we would match. Yeah, I've had this cup for like 8 years because when I was a senior in high school, like a junior and a senior in high school, this coffee shop was my go-to hangout with me and my friends. Like, we would literally live in this coffee shop, and they had couches, and then they remodeled, which was stupid, and then they got rid of the couch. But yeah, so I bought this because I was going there so frequently, and then our friendship ended.
Oh.
So then I didn't go there anymore. I was like, well, now I have this cup, and I didn't use it for a few years. And then I lost it for like 2 years, and I thought somebody stole it, and I wrongfully blamed this person, but I never actually blamed them in real life. Like, I just, in my mind,
in
I blamed
heart.
Them.
Yeah.
And then I found it again, and then I was like, when I move, I need this cup again. So now this is my go-to cup, but this is the only cup from them that I own. Okay. And back home I have quite a few like water bottles, like stainless steel water bottles. The brand is Contigo.
Okay.
I love those. It's like the big, like...
Because it's got the twist top mouth, right?
No, I don't like those.
Okay.
I don't like the ones where you twist it off and, like, you drink straight stainless steel because the water tastes metallic. I need something with, like a sippy lid or something like that. So I get Contigo bottles, and I have a blue one that is all like scratched up because I used that for years, and it's like dented because I'm clumsy and I drop things. And then I have a nice baby pink one too.
Okay.
So those are the two that I have back home. But when I'm here in Florida, I use my coffee shop cup. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have many thoughts and opinions about the question I asked you. While you were talking, I was starting to think about it, and I go, maybe I do have some thoughts.
Yeah. Share your thoughts.
My thoughts are, so I usually get the non-descriptive cups from a coffee shop that have these, like, pokies on it for my ASMR people.
The texture.
Because I like that I feel like I have a grip on it.
Mm-hmm.
That would just slide right out of my hands. But the only thing is, these don't keep the water cold.
No.
It's just a cup.
Yours isn't stainless steel?
No, it's plastic.
Oh, mine's stainless steel.
Yeah. But the thing is, I really, really love Owala.
Uh-huh.
My only problem with them is the straw always falls out in the center.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't come with a natural way to hook it onto anything.
Oh.
And if people say use the sealing contraption part of the water bottle,
that's not going to work.
That gets chipped. It's not meant to be clipped onto things like that. So it's just there. So I have to buy like a sleeve to put it in so I can clip it on my bag. Or
yeah.
I say I can put it in like the cup holder. But like if I'm on a hike, I like to pack light. So it's like I have to like hook it onto something, or it just doesn't have a natural hook.
Yeah.
Hydro Flasks have a natural handle.
That's true.
Which is nice. And... the only thing about Hydro Flask is, well, their straw doesn't fall out.
Mm-hmm.
Their mouthpiece can be sometimes difficult to clean.
Okay.
But not nearly as bad as a Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
Because now when I talk about the Stanley, I mean like like what are those called?
The big like jugs.
The jug ones. The popular ones. When you think of a Stanley, you think the cup with the handle.
Yeah.
That one is annoying because when I drive, it keeps my drinks perfectly cold. So does Hydro Flask and Owala. They all are really good at keeping things cold. But with my Stanley, I can put it in my cup holder. But then if I have somebody with me and I want to move my water to my sidecar thing, it doesn't fit and it falls out when I take a turn.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not spill proof at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So when it just goes everywhere.
Yeah.
And I like my Stanley because I like the handle.
Mm-hmm.
But...
it's not suitable for transportation.
No, it's like meant to, like, you know, you can put it in the cup holder, but really,
Only the cup holder. Only like, you can't put holder. It in your car door.
Yeah. And Hydro Flask, same thing. But if I threw my Hydro Flask in the back seat, I know she's fine. Mm-hmm. She's not spilling. She's rolling around. She's having a good time. You know, and I also always get, whenever there's an option, I always get the boot for cups. Because I drop my stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm. And it just protects it a little
bit
more.
And it annoys me when I put down my cup and it's wobbly.
Yeah.
So I just need the boot on it. So yeah, Hydro Flask, and you can get thin Hydro Flasks that do fit in the cup holder.
That's true.
But I like the bigger, the
chunky ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's just, I just feel like they're so different, but in my heart, Hydro Flask wins.
Okay.
Like if I can only drink out of one forever and I had to weigh out all the pros and cons, Stanley's out for the count.
Yeah, buy Stanley.
Because that cup is not, it can't endure daily life. Mm-mm. It's meant to sit at your desk and just be a status symbol. Mm-hmm. Hydro Flask, you could huck that thing at somebody. It'll get dented, but it's fine.
Bam!
Yeah, bam with it. And yeah, and it's like, it has a little hook so I can put a carabiner on it, and I know that's not going to break off. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen people who hook the and if you do that with your wallet, it can just open on you. Because part that comes down that people hook, that's the locking mechanism.
Oh, yeah. So we don't need that.
Because the thing comes down. Mm-hmm. So you push the button, it pops up.
Right.
And then there's the two pieces. You take the middle part and you push it in.
Uh-huh.
And then it pops back into the button socket.
Yeah.
But then that other thing comes down to kind of keep it locked so you don't hit the button and open it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's my odd, very intricate opinion on different water bottle brands. Hydro Flask does win.
All right, so Hydro Flask, if you want to have a collab with Yap O'Clock Podcast, we stan you. So
yeah, I think you guys are really great. And the best thing to come out of Hydro Flask not being trendy anymore is that they have more deals. So I buy accessories for my Hydro Flask.
There you go.
And I cover them with stickers. And I sit there and it's like patchwork. Like, I won't put it on the stickers until I have all of the ones I want.
Oh.
And then I'll sit there and I'll really work it out so it flows beautifully.
I've never been one to put stickers on things. Like, I just think that's too permanent. And I'm like, what
stickers?
If... Stickers? Yeah.
Just peel them off.
Yeah, but then the stickers are going to break.
Yeah, you can just glue them.
But if I have, if I buy the stickers, it's because I like them. And I have a friend who is very crafty, and she has a lot of stickers, and she told me about this book. Did you tell me also about this? I don't know.
Like a sticker book? Like a what's it called?
It
it's
has
a messy journal where you just put all your stickers and whatever's in.
But you can remove the stickers. Like, you can store your stickers. So it has that, material that when you stick a sticker on, it doesn't, stick to it. You can take the sticker off, and you can store your stickers in there. You're skeptical of this.
I just think you can just keep your stickers in a little mesh baggie and put it in your desk.
Yeah, but then you have your stickers laid out. Oops.
Bam.
Bam.
I don't know, but you could just file through them and look at them. I don't know.
There's so many stickers. What?
I just feel like that's silly.
I would like it.
Okay. Well, maybe this year Santa will be generous and get you a restickable sticker book.
Yeah, I think that's so fun. I think it's a good idea. And in my mind, I could never have a messy journal. I like the look of them, but mm-hmm. I like things very clean cut, very symmetrical. Mm-hmm. I can't do that whole cut half of the sticker and put it on the page and cover something up. Like, it has to be very organized, and that's how my brain goes. So I can't, I don't know, I don't think I could, have a collage of stickers on my thing, because it would annoy me.
That's valid.
You know, I've never been that way. I've never been able to do, a scrapbook or anything, mm-hmm. because anytime I try to do a scrapbook, it comes out very clean, and I'm like, that's...
And that's just your aesthetic.
Yeah.
Clean girl aesthetic.
Clean girl aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, in mm-hmm. my heart, I like the look of it, but my brain can't do that. It would annoy me. It would keep me up at night.
Really?
Is that OCD or something?
Probably. Yeah, I think that's
probably
that's almost exactly OCD.
Maybe. Yeah. Here we are diagnosing me with problems.
Listen, as someone who has self-diagnosed myself with OCD, given that it does run in my family,
uh-huh.
you've seen me. There are. Mm-hmm. I have very OCD moments where I'm just like,
and I I need to do this.
Yeah, I'm like self-destructing internally because something needs to be moved. Like, have you seen that video where someone's like a wedding planner and they go, "Oh, you idiot! Over to the left." It's like an inch to the left. He's like, "You're trying to ruin this wedding."
No, I haven't seen that.
He's like a wedding planner guy, and he like screams in horror because the flower like pot was like wrong, and you just like turn it over this way. He's like, "You're trying to ruin this place."
Was it from Sex and the City? Maybe. You've never seen that show.
Mm-mm.
But that kind of reminds me.
I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe it was Anthony.
What's the point of Sex and the City? How do they all make money?
They have jobs.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do have jobs.
I just kind of thought that they just were like, I'm a girl in New York and I'm walking around.
No, I mean, we barely see them at their jobs, but they do have jobs.
What are other jobs? Just off the top.
Okay, so Carrie, she writes the Sex and the City panel for like the newspaper or the magazine.
And she can afford rent doing that?
Apparently, yeah. So that's what she does every week. She writes about like her dating life and all that kind of stuff. Charlotte manages an art gallery, so she's like, she manages like high profile art gallery. Charlotte works at a law firm, or not Charlotte. I'm sorry, Miranda works at a law firm, and Samantha is like a PR publicist kind of gal. So she like has her own office and everything. She's very businesswoman bossy.
Yeah.
So they do have jobs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, all of them clearly have jobs except for Carrie. I couldn't quite figure out what she did for work.
That's why it's called Sex and the City, because she writes about Sex and the City.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
And here's my next follow-up question.
Okay.
Do we think Sex and the City is written by a man or a woman?
Ooh.
Who is the original thinker of Sex and the City, a man or a woman? Just in your mind, do you think, does it feel like it's written by a woman or is it written by a man?
I mean, the show itself, like the things that they go through definitely feels very woman.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very real. So like the emotional part of it and everything, there are some cheesy storylines, but like everybody loves cheesy romance and everything. So I feel like, I think woman.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
Candace Bushnell created Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Wow.
I should know that because I think they put that in every single credit. But yeah.
I mean, it feels very like woman core.
Yeah.
Like you can just, you know, tell. Because they have like, their problems aren't always just like, men in the city.
No, their problems are not always men in the city, even though it's obviously a big part of it, but they also go through real things and they talk about real problems. And I'm like, you go, girls, you know?
Yeah. And honestly, Carrie's relationship with Mr. Big is so realistic.
Yeah, very realistic.
Yeah.
So, woman. Thanks, woman.
Shout out. But yeah. Sex and City, written by women. Shout out women.
Shout out women.
I think they're cool. You know what?
What?
You're going to like this transition.
Oh?
I think Carrie and her friends would have loved CoStar.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's, in their honor, go to CoStar.
Yay, CoStar. Do you have yours up already?
Mine loaded.
Yes.
Really.
Read yours. What does it say?
Oh my gosh. Agree to disagree.
Whoa.
There's going to be some tea later in my, like, upcoming.
Yeah. In my life. In the next few weeks, I think there's going to be some tea.
And you guys will probably hear about it.
Yeah.
We're
all friends here.
The situation is still bubbling and marinating.
Uh-huh.
And I would argue it's bubbling, and tonight it's going to bubble over.
Yes.
So agree to disagree.
Uh-huh.
And that's crazy.
That's so tea. Oh, my God. Okay.
Do sunbeams, reading lamps. Smooth jazz.
Ooh, okay.
Don't. Scrutiny. Crumbs in bed. Steel wool.
Okay.
Ooh. You and Sam at the dinner party. You learn everybody's secrets. I talk too much about my exes. Sam Carr seats you at the far end of the table. It's because it's so interesting. I talk too much about my exes because I can't wrap my head around a man wanting me not in his life.
No, exactly. And the things that men have done, like, and it's just like, why would you do that?
Well, it's just because,
like, how can you not recognize you have wife material right here?
Period. Well, it's also like, I don't know. It's just, for some reason, we've always talked about this. Things just happen to me that are so odd or so like, what?
Because I think the universe knows that you can tell a story well. Mm-hmm. That it's like, if there's going to be anything that happens, like, it has to happen to Isabella, because she can tell it, and she can tell it well. And with the punchlines and like, you just get the zingers, and you always come out on top. Like, you're never the villain in the story.
No, and I think that's an amazing track record.
Yeah.
To never... I have my moments where I'm like, I could have been a villain.
Right.
And I actively chose not to be.
Uh-huh. And that makes you the bigger person for it.
Yeah.
You were a woman scorned, and you were still the bigger person.
Yeah. I mean, it's not easy being just a girl.
I know. You're literally just a girl, and you're one of the best girls that I know.
I think you're the bestest.
Oh, really?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. That's so very sweet. I try. But yeah, like, things always happen to you.
Yeah.
And we always have stories. And then we just keep coming back to them every few months and be like, do you remember this? I can't believe this happened. We'll be sitting, oh my God, I'm so mad.
It's like those TikToks where it's like, are where we are, the conversation we're having. Yeah. I think you should be allowed to kill a man once a month.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because I think it's fun to have crazy stories in public, because it's like, I have to entertain the people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you're not directly speaking to the people, but people love to be nosy. They love to eavesdrop. Like, they're going to listen in.
Because, quick side note.
Yes.
Last week I was at the bar talking to my friend.
Uh-huh.
People kept interrupting me to ask questions about the stories I was telling.
Which is insane. Can like, if you're going to eavesdrop, why are you actively, like, being like, oh, I'm listening to the story. And then what happened?
Mind your business. Right. I'm sitting there and I'm like telling my life philosophy that you can never trust a man with blue eyes.
Uh-huh.
The woman next to me bumps me on the shoulder. She goes, and I turn to her and she goes, you know, the man I married at 21 had blue eyes.
And I was okay.
Like, and I was like, I'm correct. And then I'm telling another story about how when I realized I had to leave a man because he wasn't treating me right. And have I talked about that story in the podcast?
I don't think so.
We should do that one day. Anyway. Mm-hmm. That's for another day. Anyway, and then I'm telling the story, and this guy, because it's like I'm at the corner, so I'm here, and then they're there. And then he goes, well, did you finish making the meal?
Okay.
And then he didn't fully commit. He asked that question, and then I said, yeah, and he went, oh, okay. And then went back to minding his business.
Minding his business, yeah, no. I did air quotes for those
listening. So it's like, can you people... eavesdrop correctly and mind your damn business.
Right.
If I give the context, you get the context.
Exactly.
If the person I'm talking to asks the question you're thinking, you're welcome.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
That's insane. I think it's crazy that they were asking. Like, different people were asking questions. Yes. Like, you know, and I don't know.
What was that thing I said last week? We should all practice minding our business.
Yeah.
You go first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You go first, bestie. Yeah.
You start. You start us off.
Yeah. It's like, let's play the quiet game. You go first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's play the shut the... Oh, what is that? What Brittany Broski says? Let's play the shut the fuck up game. Your turn.
Yeah. That's what they needed to do.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Do enlighten us with your co-star, please.
Okay. So my co-star says, having a self doesn't make you selfish. Facts. Do fallacies... mood rings, morning rituals.
Okay, did you do your morning ritual today?
I love morning rituals. Yes, I did.
Yeah, you're up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm hitting snooze.
I rise with the sunrise. I really want one of those, oops, I just hit my mic. Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
I'm turning into you.
How the tables turn.
I want one of those, like, hatch alarm clocks that mimics the sunrise. And then they mimic the sunset so that you can reset your circadian rhythm and just wake up with the sunrise and sunset. You know, I kind of want one of those because I think that's like a more natural way to live. But also we have jobs that require us to be up at varying amounts of time. So
at the craziest times.
Craziest times. So I don't know if that would really work. But
good,
anyway.
It's a good thought, though. It might work.
It's a good
Maybe
thought.
Maybe Santa will bless you.
Oh, thanks, Santa.
A sticker book that you can unstick stickers in and a hatch alarm clock.
Yeah, that's what I've always wanted in life.
Just got to write that letter to Santa.
Oh, don't. Also, we're in like February. Don't brain freeze, IQ tests, and search terms.
Search terms. So no Googling today.
No Googling.
You have to be blissfully unaware all day.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I love that. There's something about you. It says, Isabella is feeling unsettled.
Uh-oh.
Okay. is today, Isabella is finding it hard to remain deep. Help them switch it up and connect with their emotional world. Bring them their favorite junk food as a treat. What is your favorite junk food?
Oh, I don't know. Can we do sweet and salty?
Sure.
Okay, so sweet ice cream, and by ice cream, I will tear into cookie dough ice cream.
Yes.
Now, have you ever had a cookie dough milkshake?
I don't know.
Delightful. So, okay, there's an ice cream place. It's from Ohio, but mm-hmm. it's decided to go become a West Coast ice cream as well.
Oh, okay.
Handles Ice Cream. Handles, I love you guys, and I grew up with you, and I think you guys are the best. I always had your Blue Moon ice cream when I was little, and then when I got older, I upgraded to not cotton candy. Well, sometimes in the summer, they do have the cotton candy flavor.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Very good. What else?
Cookie dough.
Your cookie dough ice cream. I always get that as a milkshake, and it's so delightful because sometimes they'll have a huge straw, like a boba straw for it, so you actually get the cookie dough.
Yeah.
But sometimes they don't. And then you have this lovely little chocolate vanilla milkshake, and then there's a hump of cookie dough at the bottom.
I love that.
And that is just a fun little treat. So, Handles, if you guys would love to send me something, I would also love to receive something. And I'm really sad because I don't live in Vegas anymore. And somebody opened up a Handles down there. And then when I went to California, there was Handles there as well. And I made all my California friends really into Handles. Because, like, guys, good. You have to try this place. It's so good. So I was being an influencer for you guys before I was even an influencer. And I use that word lightly because you're the influencer. I get to tag along and also make content.
I know, but you're also turning into an influencer, too.
I just don't
People
feel like...
love listening to what you have to say.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I ever sell anything. I just am critical over everything, and then I go, and those are my thoughts.
No, but you make recommendations, and you're justified. You make a recommendation, and you're like, this is why I'm making this recommendation. And go, people go, oh, yeah, that's actually really valid. And then they're like, okay, I'm going to do that, too.
Yeah.
So now they're going to all, when they go to the West Coast, they're going to try Handles ice cream.
Yes, if you find yourself in Ohio or Ohio or in Vegas and California, and you go past the Handles, go check it out mm-hmm. and get an ice cream. And if you're feeling so bold, because they'll take any of their ice creams and make it a milkshake.
Oh my gosh.
Love.
Yeah.
By the way, love. And there's going to be usually like a high schooler that kind of hates their life,
mm-hmm.
and they'll take your order and make the best milkshake you've ever had.
I love that.
Yeah.
You should open up a franchise here in Florida.
I just don't know if I have that dog in me.
You have that passion in you, though.
I do.
Convince somebody else to have a
franchise.
I'm
really good at doing that.
Yeah, delegate.
At convincing other people to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Me, however, I don't want to do it.
No, exactly. You just tell people to do things, and you're really good at that. So
I think I missed my calling being like a lawyer.
If there's anybody who wants to open up an ice cream franchise.
Handles ice cream franchise in in the area of Orlando, Florida.
Like Central Florida.
Yeah, please do it. And then
do
let
it.
Me be there on opening day. Because I'm very passionate about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss Handles. Because they're open. They used to, it's like sometimes they'd be open till like 10.
Are you sure there's none here in Central Florida?
I've never Googled it.
How do you, just handle?
Handles,
like,
basically. Not like handle, like Handel.
Is it two L? Handles
one
homemade
L.
ice cream yogurt?
Yes.
Question mark?
I believe they're from like Youngstown, Ohio.
No.
Yeah. Because
there's a place called I Love Ice Cream.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Absolutely. Like when I lived in Vegas, I was such an ice cream connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
I went to all the different places because there's being stuck in Orlando
mm-hmm.
when there's nothing, slightly small business.
Yeah.
I want to lose my mind because in Vegas, I would go. Boom, here, try this. I would go, try ice cream place. My mom and I'd be like, there's a new one opening up. Let's go after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just go hop in the car and go. Or we'd be around and my mom's like, oh, this little French bakery just opened up. Let's go check it out. Maybe I'm just not like super in tune with Orlando, but I just feel like there's nothing small business opening up ever.
No.
It's always name brand or it's always a franchise.
That's why I really like going to like the smaller towns, like the little downtown area, mm-hmm. and just walking by because there's little small shops
yes.
and everything. And it's just like, shop local, shop small.
Shop local. I would much rather do a free brand deal with a small business than a big
mm-hmm.
business.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Because it's like, yeah, absolutely, I'm going to support you random people that are, you know, going against the man.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know.
Yeah, they have none in Florida, but they actually, they have quite a few on the East and West Coast.
Yeah, they're like starting to try and become like more of a like a household name.
They have a few in Texas. The closest I think would be in Atlanta.
Get yeah. in the car.
All right, let's go. Let's just go to Atlanta.
I have plans later, but I think if we left right now, we could get back before then.
Okay, perfect. I actually want to go to Atlanta soon.
You've never been?
No.
You should go to the aquarium.
I've heard about that. I actually, one of my favorite bands is doing a really small show in Atlanta in May. And I was like, I commented on their announcement. And I was like, should I drive from Orlando to Atlanta? And they go, yes. Okay. So I'm like, well, now legally I have to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think I should just go. Yeah, it's Joan. So I might be there. I actually kind of want to go because I haven't taken a spontaneous trip in a while.
Yeah,
and
you
I'm
should.
Like, I'm feeling that like itch to travel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what if I, how far is the drive to Atlanta?
I think
anyway?
It's like 9 hours.
Okay, that's fine.
It's not bad. Did I ever tell you I lived in Atlanta for a month?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Did you tell them you lived
I did the SCAD Rising Star program back in the day.
It's 6 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, that's...
Dude,
that's a day trip if you've got enough energy in you.
Oh, I've driven from Philly to up to Massachusetts. That's 6 hours.
Nice.
Before. Multiple times. I'll do this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to Atlanta.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I just decided I'm going to Atlanta.
Yeah, absolutely.
If anybody wants to. You know what was really weird? Actually, before you get to your story.
Yeah.
I commented on, like, saying, like, should I drive from Orlando to Atlanta? And this random girl was like, you can stay with me and my family. And I'm like, what? And, like, I checked her profile. Like, she looks like a real person. Like, she's like... She looks like a young girl and she has a husband. And I'm just like...
I don't like it.
I'm like, why?
Do not come to my town.
Why would you offer... I don't know you. And she doesn't follow me. So it was just weird. But I was like, also, like, you're a fan of a small band. Like, you're pretty cool if you're a Joan fan.
Yeah.
But also...
That's why you're so cool.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, quick for the people so they can go check them out. What's your favorite Joan song?
Oh my gosh. Their new song is called Heart, Body, Mind. No, actually it's called Magic, but I really like Heart, Body, Mind, Soul. They also just released a collab with a coffee company, and a bag of coffee is $27.
Okay,
and I really want it, but also it's a little expensive. But I really want to buy the Joan coffee so I can make an espresso with it.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be really cool. So I think I'm going to bite the bullet and get it. But
treat yourself.
Yeah, check out Joan. Tokyo by Joan. Heart, Body, Mind, Soul by Joan. Magic by Joan. Yeah, it's very good. They're two best friends from Little Rock, Arkansas, and they have wives.
Down in Little Rock, you know.
I don't actually.
Okay, it's a song that Marilyn Monroe sang.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Sorry, Marilyn. And yeah, and they have... children, and they're cool and they're fun and their shows are great. So
yeah.
One time I drove 8 hours to go see them. So this
so what 6 hours?
Exactly. Yeah. I literally Light drove work. From Philly to Ohio with my friend. We drove like 8 or 7 hours.
Yeah.
So I'll cross state lines again for Joan.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad we figured this out. This is really interesting.
Yes.
You know what? We should probably do this in the next segment.
You should finish your co-star.
Well, both of us did not read our paragraphs, but I don't know if we have enough time, so let's just talk.
Yeah, well, so I'll go back really quick.
Uh-huh.
I did the SCAD Rising Star program, and I lived in Atlanta for a month.
Yeah.
And that was very interesting, and there was a really, really good taco place right next to the dorms.
Okay.
I have no idea if it's still there. It's called Yumby or something like that.
Hmm.
And they had, like, this fried chicken taco that I remember was so good. I remember it being good. I can't speak on it now. It has been, I want to say like 5 or 6 years since I've been.
That's crazy.
And then there was this really good breakfast place. But getting food in Atlanta, shoot me.
Why?
Because it's like getting breakfast in Atlanta, there's like 5 good ones and everybody wants to eat the good ones. There was like this like peach cobbler, like French toast.
That
it was right
really
by the
good.
Aquarium. Mm-hmm. I forget what it was called. I'd have to ask my mom. But it's like, there's like 5 places to eat that are super popular and everyone wants to eat the popular places. But the thing about the popular places is they have like 4 parking spots.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go pay to park and then wait 3 hours to get breakfast.
That sucks.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Mm.
Don't go to the popular places.
Right. Like, the popular places might be good for food, but, like, don't go there.
Or get it to go. and sitting in your car. That's what my mom and I did.
Honestly, that works.
And Boston cream.
Yeah.
When I worked at that mom and pop shop in Vegas, the bakery.
Yeah.
We had a Boston cream donut for like a season. And for some reason, I had the urge to always say Boston cream.
Okay.
And then I would make all my coworkers say it. And so we'd be like, can I get one? Boston cream. And I was doing Nosferatu before it was a thing.
Okay.
So I am trendy and I'm the moment.
So basically what I heard is that you know how to make a Boston cream.
Boston cream. And well, I know how to fill them.
So I think you would
do the dunk.
I think you would have a lot of fun learning how to actually make the donut. And then and you want could me to film do it. Fill it and then dunk it.
But there's
and
like I think so that would be really fun for like... me. Why'd you say it like that? That'd be really fun for me.
Because I want you to make it.
I'm too scared to make donuts because you have to like...
Okay, I can make the donut.
Because you have to like fry them and like...
That's fine.
That just scares me because I...
I'll fry it. But do we have a beignets. Fry basket?
Do we? Right now?
Oh, what? I will... No, do we have a fry basket? Like, do we have a little fry spoon?
I don't know.
I'll fry them. It's fine.
I get you like a professional fry basket.
Could you imagine? And it just shows up next day.
Yeah, we just don't know what to do with it after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make donuts once.
Yeah. I used to make beignets and stuff. We would drop them. It took like 4 minutes. I know. I'm just like literally hurt.
And you're scared to fry a donut?
Because I don't know. I just don't want to do it in this place because I just feel like it would smell like oil in here.
So open up the doors.
And also our fire alarms are like sensitive.
Oh.
A little bit.
Has our fire alarm ever gone off?
A few times.
Oh. Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah, it did.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah.
It gets a little like you try to cook bacon in here. No.
No, you can't. That's also why I'm like scared to sage in here because
same. I have one. I just don't do it because I know it's going to set off the fire alarm.
Yeah, I know. We'd have to open up every single window.
Yeah. You could always use sound cleansing.
Sound cleansing?
Yeah. So sound cleansing is it's like, I don't know exactly how you do it. I just kind of like read up on it very briefly for a second. You like take a bell or like a ting ting and you like clean with sound.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I will have to look up that. I will have to look into that because that actually sounds really interesting.
Yeah. Are you into witchcraft?
Not necessarily witchcraft, but probably witchcrafty things.
Like,
I guess.
Like manifestations and
manifestation. Like yeah, I'm not stuff. Gonna. I'm not gonna go doing a spell. Like if anything says a spell, I'm like scared.
You don't
want
to get a love spell for $3 off Etsy.
No, no, thank you. I already have my love. I did it without a spell. So
yeah. Period. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, I know.
I did it without a spell.
I think we all sing.
I think we all can do it without a spell, but some of us just need help.
Okay, Victoria Justice. Yeah, so I don't need a love spell. But yeah, anything with a spell kind of scares me. I don't know. Yeah. Would you do a spell? Have you done a spell?
I've never done a spell, but I have considered doing tarot.
Yeah, I have tarot cards.
Can I tell you a story about a tarot card?
Yes. One singular one?
Like a deck.
Okay.
Back in the day, I picked up a deck of cards and I felt such a connection to them and I put them down and I've thought about them years after.
Where did you find them?
Where was I? I was in like some random bookstore.
But like where? In Vegas?
Oh, in Ohio. Back, I was in high school. It was a Robin Hood-esque tarot deck.
Like Robin Hood Disney or Robin Hood just
like
regular?
Like Robin Hood, like medieval. Okay. And I remember I picked it up and I was like, oh my God, I'm totally vibing with these cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put them down. And I've never felt that like zing with a card deck.
So basically, we need to go back.
I don't even think they exist anymore.
Well, they will exist. We're going to be called to them.
Yeah, because sometimes I'll see tarot cards in a store and I'll pick them up and see if I can feel that connection again. And I don't. Because I'm waiting to pick up a deck of cards and feel that connection again and then be like, I will now buy these.
Yeah.
But I just haven't.
Huh.
I don't know.
Do you think if you found that deck on like Amazon, you'd buy it?
I don't know, because I feel like you need to feel the connection to the cards, which I feel like is such a crazy thing to say out loud. But I don't know.
No, I think that's real. Yeah. I believe in all that kind of stuff. I have a tarot deck.
Do you feel connected to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found them on Amazon, though. But like as soon as I saw the photos, I was like, oh, this is my deck.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And actually, that's really funny. You are the second person to ask me about tarot cards in the past, like, week.
I was talking about witchcraft yesterday with a friend.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of been on my mind. Because I was like, have you ever done witchcraft? And they were like, during COVID, I, like, looked into it. Yeah, there's, like, a bug.
I just saw something fly around.
We've been having a fruit fly problem. And I've been trying to, like, get into the drains to, like, cleanse it. But just nothing's worked yet.
Interesting. Where are they spawning from? The sink?
Usually they come from the drains.
Okay. So we'll figure it out.
That's what's been going on.
Okay, lovely.
Lovely.
Okay, yeah, so tarot cards. I think that's really great. There was also a shop that I went to recently. My boyfriend and I called it, like, a hippie shop.
Right.
Because they had, like, all these, like, cool clothes, and they have, like, crystals and all that kind of stuff, very up my alley. But we went there because I was there is a fly around here.
You smell like a
because
flower.
I smell like flower.
Yeah, that's why he's attracted to you.
I put on perfume. I did.
He's not bothering me.
Oh,
I did not
my god. Okay. But I needed incense because I ran out.
Okay.
But we went there and you could get 30 sticks of incense for $4. And we looked at that and we went, is that real? We bought. Why are you shoving it towards me?
I'm not. I'm just shooing him away.
Okay.
He was going that way, so I just thought I could make him go around
you. Oh,
you
wanted to help him. Okay. Yeah. Don't go in my. I need a straw topper. That's what I need.
Yeah.
I want one because every single morning I have to make sure that there's no bugs that flew into my drink overnight.
You don't want the protein?
No. And one time I was like, I had been doing it for a while, and I was like, this is kind of pointless. Like, there's never been a bug. And as soon as I thought that thought, there was a bug in my drink. Mm. And I went, that's so gross. And it was, like, a big bug, too. And I went, ugh. Yum. It was, like, a giant mosquito. And I said, nope. But anyway, yeah, so that store had a bunch of, like, crystals and tarot cards and incense and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, this is very much up my alley. And it had, like, sound bowls and everything, too. And I really liked it. And they had these, like, sun catchers. Like, is that the correct word? Like the things you put in the window.
Yeah, sun catchers.
Yeah, and it was all crystals, and it was, like, shaped like a moon, and they had, like, crystals dangling, and it was gold, and it was really nice. And I was like, I really want one for my window, but, like, I don't really have anywhere to put it.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
That's, like, for a kitchen window, I feel like.
Yeah, somewhere, like, where you don't hang it directly on the window, but just near the window.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, a ceiling that's, like, we can't, I don't know.
We have blinds on all of our
stuff. So, I don't know, but, yeah, I really like that store, and I forget why I got on that topic, but I did.
Was a beautiful talk, but I feel
thank you.
Should we go back to CoStar?
I think we should go back to CoStar. We got a little bit derailed from the conversation, so you should, first? No, you should read your thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Read your paragraphs.
Today, there's a little person in your head saying that it is self-centered to follow your vacillating?
Excuse me?
I have never seen that word before in my life. Vacillating? Vacillating?
Vacillating. Passion.
Anyway.
Okay.
We'll take that from the top. Today, there's a little person in your head saying that it is self-centered to follow your vacillating passion. It is not. You just haven't accepted that you get out what you put in. Express how you feel. Try not to leave when things don't feel exciting. Your work this month is to understand the difference between courage and self-destruction. When you act rude, you undermine yourself. Check your ego.
Ooh, check your ego, girl.
Your main challenge right now is to pay close attention to ego clashes getting in the way of your ambitions. It's okay to have disagreements, even when you are in love. Conflict gives every plot motion.
Ooh, do it for the plot.
There can be no meaningful story without it.
Okay.
So what I'm hearing is I'm choosing the perfect time to have the conversation I need to have this evening.
100%. So I think CoStar said, heck yeah. Also, I looked up vacillating.
I think that's what it was saying.
Yeah, don't be rude. Check your ego. Yeah. Because you really do have an ego problem. Like, that's crazy.
No, it's just so, like, horrible.
So I looked up vacillating, and it says to vacillate is to alternate or waver between different opinions or actions, to be indecisive.
What a funny word.
So your indecisive passion. I don't know.
I don't know. We can talk more about that later.
Yes. Okay. So, mine says, having a self doesn't make you selfish. Today, old and buried tensions come to the surface, forcing you to face yourself in a new way, and there's no one to sweep up your mess. Your belief that you don't deserve to be loved is causing you to look for patterns where there are none. Slow down. Let someone swaddle you in reassurance.
Oh, you want to be swaddled?
I guess so. I need to be swaddled. That's crazy. All you have to do this month is access your intuition and imagination. This is a commendable move for someone who has a hard time understanding all their big feelings. Feel yourself opening up, growing bigger, taking pride in your scars, letting all of your past selves shine through. Your main challenge right now is to pay attention to your unconscious mind without taking its messages too literally, and to protect your psyche from people who try to pull you into their negative emotional spirals. Mm-hmm. You are the protagonist of your life.
Well, that's good. You are the protagonist. You are the main character.
I am the main character.
Yes.
I love that.
You've always been the main character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is the main character. And you are also the main character.
Not of your story.
No. But of your story.
Of my story.
You and I am, like, the supporting character of your story, and you're the supporting character.
Yeah, the Oscar for Best Supporting Role would go to you.
Exactly, yeah.
Absolutely.
In my Oscars, but in your Oscars, I would... You. Uh-huh. Anyway, you know what we're saying.
Say. Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, reciprocate a compliment, and it's not working out.
And that's okay.
Oh, well.
I'm just the Rizzler.
Mm-hmm. You really are.
Yeah, I went to Costco last week, got a Costco hot dog.
Yeah.
Felt like I was one of them. Mm-hmm. So sorry about your big brother. Booms. Gets five big booms.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I think I should address anybody who's watching.
Oh, yes. I forgot to grab mine.
Oh, yeah. So this, I've been holding a stuffed animal this entire podcast episode.
We haven't said anything.
And we just haven't said anything. Because
mind your business.
Yeah, literally, just don't say anything. But I'm going to say anything. Everything?
Anything I can't everywhere all at once?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I haven't actually seen that movie, but I heard it's really good.
It's the last episode of the podcast, we're done.
Oh.
We're breaking up.
Oh my God, why can't we just watch it? Jeez, we can fix this.
I want to work through this. Look at me.
Please.
You're going to throw away everything we've had, everything we've built. I'm sorry, but continue.
Anyway, so I've been holding a stuffed animal this entire time. This is a stuffed animal from the brand. This is a stuffed animal from the brand Warmies. It is a like microwavable stuffed animal. I don't know what he's actually filled with, but he smells like lavender. This is a dog, like a brownish golden dog. I named him Chance after my dead dog. So that's
well, I we loved, need to talk about how I you loved had two my dogs.
Dog. Yes,
but you picked Chance.
I picked Chance because Chance was my dog, and Toby was my sister's dog.
Yes,
and so he was my son, Chance.
Yes.
And yeah, so he sends me messages from the great beyond every single day, and he's been dead
and
for over 2 years.
What are the messages you've been looking for?
That's my secret sign. Yeah. I don't tell anybody what the sign is.
Okay. Did you tell me what it was?
I told you what it was.
Okay, I was like, wait, I felt like you told me.
Yeah, no, I did tell you. Like, my mom and sister and my dad know it, and you know it, and my boyfriend knows it, but you guys are the only ones who know what the sign is.
Because you think if you talk about it too much, then people will try to make it happen for you?
Exactly. Or, like, then it's going to, like, come into my perception. Or, like, if people see it, they'll be like, oh my God, I saw this. Like, it's your dog.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, he's not talking to you. He's talking
exactly.
to me.
He's talking to me. So it shows up, his sign shows up very frequently every single day. In my life, and so this is Chance. Toby never sends me messages, only rarely, and I'm like, I think that's very on brand for him. He was not like a cuddly dog. He didn't really like cuddles, only like was very anxious all the time.
Oh.
And he was just like, he was very sassy.
Okay.
He's a very sassy dog. He kept to himself, and he was okay. He was a really great dog, but yeah. he had his things. Chance was very, like, all up in your business all the time. He wanted to cuddle. Like, he wanted to sleep in the bed with you and and just lick you. And
love.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is Chance. He is helping me with my anxiety because I've had really bad anxiety. And my therapist said that, like, temperature, like, to work with temperature. So apparently that can ease like anxiety attacks because you're focusing on something else. Like you're focusing on the shift in temperature.
Yeah.
So you can do hot or cold. Like you can literally freeze this stuffed animal. Like
it says, that's crazy though.
It says put them in a Ziploc bag and put them in the freezer for 2 or 3 hours. And then that's that. And I was like,
I would feel bad.
Yeah. Like I don't want to, I feel bad putting them in the microwave. Like,
he's fine. He likes it in there.
Yeah, he gets nice and warm. So this is my warmie, and he's gone literally everywhere with me. Like, he drives to work with me every single day. If I have to go out, he's in the car with me. Yeah. Like, I don't bring him into work.
No.
But
work is dirty.
I don't want him to get dirty. And you can't, like, take out anything. I wish you could take out the whatever I microwave, because I would like to wash his fur. Yeah. But it was like, if you want to wash them, you just get, like, a wet paper towel and, like, rub his body.
What? And a wet, like, paper towel?
Yeah. Like, a wet towel. And just, like...
And you just kind of, like...
Lightly.
Dry clean them.
Yeah. And I'm just, like, that's not... You get one of those, like,
green machines and...
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I want a green machine.
Yeah. But we don't have carpet, so I feel like it doesn't make sense.
No. Well, we have carpet in our rooms.
That's true, but, like...
But yeah,
I don't ever spill anything on our carpets.
No,
that would require me to have a little green machine.
No, exactly. But I want one in my heart, in my clean talk heart. Absolutely. I want one.
I would like to go on record and say I also have a warmie, and it's a Snoopy warmie from American Eagle, and he has a little red Christmas hat on.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. So let's all just pretend he's also here.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll make an appearance. Spirit.
But yeah, so I've been, my warmie has gone everywhere with me, because he's very comforting to me. So if you see him, mind your business.
Yeah.
He helps.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's about it.
Well, really quick, I would like to share with how different our experience. This will be really fast.
Yeah, yeah.
So when your pet passed away,
uh-huh.
you asked for signs and all that.
Yeah.
When my cat, Jet, he was my soul cat.
Uh-huh.
When he passed away, I basically told him that if he wants to leave, he can leave.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the only thing is, if you would like to return in the future, like if you want to come back as another cat, if you want to come back as my firstborn, feel free.
Uh-huh.
That's what I said. I was like, if you wish to leave, you are more than welcome to leave.
Yeah.
And when he died, I feel like his spirit left.
You gave him that closure.
Yes. Like I was like, you have permission to go wherever you want.
Aww.
But if you want to come back, my door is always open for you.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's interesting how differently we handled the death.
Yeah.
That you were like, I want to sign, like, every single day if you can. And I was like, be free. Fly.
Because,
like, you spent, you know, 13 years of your life with me. If you want to go elsewhere, be free.
Right. Just go.
And I just don't really feel like he's around ever.
Aw.
He's in my heart always.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Aw.
Maybe he'll come back as another cat.
Maybe.
When I'm ready for another cat.
Yeah, exactly. He'll only appear when you're ready.
Exactly.
But you'll know it's him.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's very, like, comforting to know that your pets are with you. And, like, I think maybe he will come back for you.
Yeah.
He was your soul cat, after all.
He was my son. My first. He was my firstborn, quite frankly. So when I have an actual human child, I'll be like, sorry.
Jet was first. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I really like the name Jet, but I can't name my kids Jet because it's like, that's weird to name them after my dead cat.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the DuckTales audio clip that was like, I forget, it was like, I wanted to name you Astro Jet and Turbo.
I could have been Turbo. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, I think that concludes episode 22 of Yap O'Clock.
I know. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. We hope to see you on the next episode, and we hope you have a great whatever time it is you're watching this.
Mm-hmm.
And the AC has just ended. I think that's our cue. Well,
exactly.
You guys have a great rest of your whatever.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.